Okay, so who's ever here tonight, we're going to start introducing some of the, hopefully, I don't know if I will get, but some of the deeper structure, Kabbalistic structure of the universe, try to understand it a little bit, or not understand it, but it doesn't really matter, and we're just going to explain it a little bit. So, but let's first just wrap up the idea he said last time. So he said last time that our neshamas are connected to the world in a way greater than the actions of even the greatest Rishoyim. And therefore, our neshamas, we are in control of what's going to happen in the world, the hashpa in the world, and the tragedy of ruining that neshama or being metameit. Okay, but that was a more of a Musar concept. Now, at the end of Perek Dalet, the last two paragraphs, there's a long footnote. Perek Dalet is a long footnote at the end, and then the last two paragraphs, he introduces a very fundamental concept. And he says like this, Uvizeh yuvan ha-kasuv, and this is what the pasuk means, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha-adam, afar min ha-adama, that we were created as afar min ha-adama, we were created as afar, dirt. And then it says, "Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu put in us a nefesh chaya, a neshama. Hashem put in us a nefesh, and then "Vayia Adam lenefesh chaya." Hashem put in us a neshama, and by making us a neshama, we became quote nefesh chaya. So what does that mean? So he says, literally, what it means is obviously, is that till that point, we were just a glob of dust, of dirt. We were just a glob of dirt. And once Hashem put the neshama inside us, we became alive. But he says, no, it means much deeper than that, because the pasuk should have said, Vayhi ba'adam nefesh chaya, that the inside the person that became a nefesh, and it doesn't say that. It says, Vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. So now he says like this, okay? This is he like throws it in Perek Dalet, and then in Hey, this concept explodes, okay? And he says like this. He says, what part of each and every one of us, of ourselves, of us, what part of us makes us tick? What part of us makes us go, makes us make our decisions, impacts everything about us? Our neshama, right? Our neshama makes us feel. Our neshama makes us grow. Our neshama makes us, you know, everything. Everything is the neshama, right? So he says that just as the neshama of a person is what makes a person tick, the world also has a neshama, right? There's something in the world, that little battery, there's something in that, in the world, that makes the world go. Right, and if it's in a bad mood, if you're emotionally in a bad mood, you have bad mood. If you're in a good mood, great mood, you feel good. You could. So, what's the battery? What's the battery of the bria of the world? What's the neshama? We're going to call that the neshama. It's the thing inside that's making it go. What's the neshama of the world? So here he says, human beings are the neshama of the world. And that's what it means. When did we become the neshama of the world? When we got our tzelem Elokim. Because remember, that's the whole concept of tzelem Elokim, that we are in the image of God, that we can't create yesh me'ayin, we can't create a world out of nothing, but we keep the world going just like Elokim does. So just like Elohim does, we keep the world going. So we became tzelem Elokim when Hashem put a neshama in us. At that point, not only we got a neshama and we became alive, Vayhi ha'adam linefesh chaya means a person became the nefesh chaya of the world. Not just he became alive, he became the neshama of the world. So that's what the pasuk says. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, he gave him a neshama. Vayhi ha'adam linefesh chaya. And then the person became the nefesh chaya of creation, of the universe. We are now, because of the neshama, tzelem Elokim, we are now the battery behind the whole world. We power the whole world. So we became now, at that moment when Hashem was Vayipach Ve'apav, we became the Nishmas Chaim of the world. That's what he says. Okay, now.
Is that why this book is called Nefesh HaChaim?
I guess so. Besides that, the author's name was Chaim, but this phrase is really the point. Yeah, very good, right? It's the nefesh of the bria is really us. Okay, now is where he starts getting into some Kabbalistic concepts. He's going to draw us the plans, the spiritual plans for how the world looks. Okay, now I'm going to introduce the structure. I don't know much about this, to be honest with you. I'm not really the one that should be explaining this, but we're going to try to just explain on our level. There's a great Maisa with your mom. Okay, kids, no time for stories. You gotta get it. So the it says like this. He talks about the Seder Hishtalshalos v'Hiskashros Ha'olamos. In Perek Hey, he starts talking about that Ki Yadua Bazoar v'Kisvei Arizal. It's well known in the second line there. It's well known in Rizal's writings and in the Zohar. B'Seder Hishtalshalos v'Hiskashros Ha'olamos. There's something called Hishtalshalos and Hiskashros of the worlds. Okay, hitkashrut means connection. Hishtal shalut means transformation. Okay, so basically, the way this works is the following: HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ein Sof. In the Kabbalistic terms, that's the highest level, obviously, of anything. The Ein Sof, there's no end. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon wants to create the world. So in order for that Ratzon to turn into what this world is, okay, it's got to go through a lot of steps, processes. It's got to be refined or de-refined, actually, right? It's got to become much more physical. So it's got to become a physical turn from Ein Sof to the Or Ein Sof to a light, which turns it in all the spiritual sense. But it's got to become physicalized. The Ratzon Hashem has to become physicalized in a sense. The way a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon becomes physicalized is by essentially going through worlds, spiritual worlds. Have you ever heard of the worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Asiya, Yitzira, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. There's four worlds. In other words, those worlds are different expressions of how much that Ratzon becomes more physical. Okay, I don't want to give a mashal to it, but you imagine a mashal that something which is one form has to take on another form. It has to take a lot of steps and become physicalized. Now, so essentially, if let's say you have four worlds, so you have Atzilus is the most spiritual world. So the R in the world of Atzilus is still nowhere enough to become, there's a Ratzon to give Tov, okay? Now, for a child, Tov means give him a piece of chocolate. So the Ratzon of Hashem to give Tov to that child does not look like a piece of chocolate in that world. It's just the Ratzon itself to give Tov. Then that light from that Tzilus goes into the next world of Bria and then into Yetzira, becomes formed a little. And then in the world that we live in, that Hashpa of Tov now turned into a chocolate bar and the child got the Tov. Okay? That's more or less what happens. Okay? So the way this works is, the lowest level in the world of Atzilus, let's talk in the world of light, the R. So the aura in the world of Atzilus becomes a little darker until eventually in this world, it's dark. We don't see Hashem at all, right? But the darkest point in Atzilus is still the lightest point of Bria. And then the darkest point of Bria is still the lightest point of Asiya. And then of Yetzirah. And then the darkest point of Yetzirah is the lightest point of Asiya. Okay? So each world, the way the Zohar says it, that's what it means. Each world, there's hishtalshalus of the Or. The Or travels. The Or is transforming into manifesting itself in the physical way. And there's hiskashrus ha'olamos. The olamos are connected. And the way he says it is that the neshama of the most physical world is the world above it. Right? Right? Think about it. Because what's going to give the hashpa to this world is the power that exists in the world above it. So the world above it is the neshama for the world beneath it. And then the world beneath it. And then, so the neshama for the world we're in, world number four, is whatever R exists in world number three. The neshama for world number three is what exists in world number two. And the neshama for world number two is what exists in world number one. Because the neshama is what's mashpia, is what affects the world, is what gives over everything into the world, right? So each world is the neshama for the world that's more physical. So Frecht, basically what the kasha here is how could we say that man is the neshama of the world? It's the opposite. The man is more physical. So the man exists in this world. Really, the neshama for our world is the world above it, and then the world above that. So it doesn't make sense. The neshama for all the worlds is the one above until it gets down here. And now all of a sudden, we're the neshama for the whole world? That's the question, okay? That's his question. But I'll just read you one piece from the Zohar that he brings here in the second paragraph of Perek Hay. He says, Ayin Zohar, and in the Lashon Kodesh it reads, V'chol olam, every world, elyon v'tachtoin, the top and bottom, mereishes sod nekudo elyona, ad sov shol kol adargos kulam, every world, in wherever it exists, same as elavush zelozeh, each one is a lavush for the one above it. So in other words, it's a lavush, and it takes on a more physical manifestation of the world above it. So once the aura took on a certain form in the world above it, it comes in this world, and now this is the lavush, the physical manifestation of that aura. Okay. So each world is connected. This hiskashros ha'olamos. The worlds are very deeply connected. Okay. Now, what he quotes here, protos he'inyan, the details mevor be'etzchaim shar pnimius v'chitzonius pre'etzchaim. All these are sifrei kabbalah. Shechitzonius shal kol parts of olam mispashit. Each world becomes the neshama for the world beneath it. Okay? Now, based on that, each world becomes the neshama for the world underneath it, he says, he adds in something now. He says that besides the four worlds that we know of, there's a world that exists. Besides for the four, there's a world that exists on top of the fourth. This is a paragraph that starts. The nishmas hachayim shel hakisei, the nishmas chayim of the kisei, which is really the highest level, who sod shorish ha'elyon shel klolos nishmas Yisrael yachad. There's something called nishmas Yisrael. We all share this, okay? There's something called the nishmas Yisrael. The power of the neshama of the Jew, that nishmas Yisrael now spreads out. It's like a big nishmas Yisrael, and strings are pulled from there into each of us, our bodies. Each of our bodies gets a piece of that nishmas Yisrael. But that level of nishmas Yisrael, he says, that is a higher level than even the highest level of Atzilus. So what happens? So he says that at the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, put the neshama in us, he took a piece of Nishmas Yisrael and he put it in each and every one of us. He's saying that means that we really have a piece of the most refined spiritual forces in the Bria that are really the neshama for the entire world. So even though we live down here in the physical world, but our neshama is from the most spiritual piece of the world, of the galaxies, of the universe, and therefore our neshama, besides from being in our guf, our neshama is the neshama for the entire planet. Because each world is the neshama, each world that's more physical gets its source from the world above it, from the world that's more refined. And the most refined item, the thing which is the closest to Hashem, in terms of the hishtalshalus of the R, is the neshama itself. Our neshamas. So I'll read you what he says. V'zeu shamu b'zohar yisro, b'inyin ha-pasuk, achor v'kedem tzartani. This is a great pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tillim. It says, achor v'kedem. Now, achor means what? What does achor mean? After, right? What does kedem mean? Before. So it says, achor v'kedem tzartani. You made me last and first. So am I first or last? What does the pasuk say? So the Reb Chaim brings from the Zohar a great pshat. It says, achor l'uvda debreishis. V'kedem l'uvda de merkava. What does that mean? He says, our guf, our body, is achor. Our body was created last in Ma'aseh Bereishis. It was the last thing created in Ma'aseh Bereishis. But kedem, but our neshama was the first thing created. Because our neshama was the least physical creation outside Hashem himself. So outside Hashem, the first manifestation, basically, of the Ratzon Hashem was the neshama. And that be so we're the first part of Ma'aseh Bereishis and then the last part. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that neshama and put it into our guf. So now by us, mitzad shor she'elyon shel nishmas chaim shelo hu kodem lo d'markava gam me'olam hakisei. Okay? That's what he says. L'chein, the last two paragraphs of this chapter, afterwards he has a hagah. The last two paragraphs of this chapter, hey, he says, L'chein ha'olamos misnahagim aydei ma'aseh ha'adam. That's why the whole world is led by our actions. Ki heima kefi nitiyasam. Because according to our actions, ma'orim sheresh nishmasai ha'elyona shema'aleim. You adding in a mitzvah to your neshama, and everything else responds to that neshama. Shia nefesh chaya shalem. Because that's the nefesh chaya of the Bria. Bihisno yanu. When you move, it moves over under Terifena. And that's what it means, Vayipach Ba'ap of Neshmas Chaim, that we became the Neshmas Chaim of the Bria. Okay? So it's like what I was saying about the Nefesh HaChaim, is that what he's showing you is how the world looks, the world, my mashal's always, the world is just like a puppet show. Everything's just going on, and then whenever there's a puppet show, there's someone backstage pulling the strings, and like this safer kind of brings you backstage to see like what's actually going on. So this is where he explains the mechanics kind of the concept we were saying. We were saying the concept is that our neshama is connected to the world in a great way, and we affect all the worlds and we affect everything. Now he's explaining the mechanics of that in a very, very spiritual way, but this is the mechanics. Okay, the mechanics of it is because the neshama comes from a place higher than all the worlds. And therefore, each world, as it gets more physical, is the guf of the world before it. The world above it is the neshama for each one underneath it. So we're the neshama of the entire Bria.
So before he created the Adam Rishon, he created the Klal Yisrael?
Yeah, and the Nishmas Yisrael, yeah, because that was the least physical manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem. All right, everybody.